Okay, again, get appropriate lined up. Okay. So previously on share, we are in the middle of Tfilat Hatzibur, Tfilat Betzibur. And we really saw kind of three approaches to what is Tfilat Betzibur, right? What kind of the thing that is what identifies Tfilat Betzibur, what makes it what it is. Rashi's approach, it's Kedusha, it's the Dvarim Shebe Kedusha. You could say like Kaddish and Barchu, etc., which take advantage of the fact that you have a Tzibur, right? Because you're with a Tzibur, there are these special added components. You can be Mekaddish Hashem Barabim, right? Not something to sniff at, right? This idea of like really be Mekaddish Shem Shamayim with the rest of the Tzibur. Very special, special schos, very something very chashuv. So that's Shitas Rashi. It says you get to say new things. You get to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim B'Rabim because you're with a tzibur and these special, right? Mekadesh Shemcha Ba'olam, and that's a huge, right? Huge addition, bonus, that you wouldn't be able to do otherwise. Meidach. The mashmas of the Gemara in Brachos, Dafav, Dafchet, is it's really the Tfilah Lachash, right? So we're davening Tfilah Biyachad, right? Everyone's davening Shmon Esrei quietly together, and in Hashem Mois, Betfilah Shalat Tzibur, and things like that. So you have something special in the fact that everyone's davening their Tfilah quietly together, right? So that you're observed to the Tzibur, there's Hashrat Hashchina because there's the Tzibur present. And therefore, Hashem's right more present to hear your tefillos or tefillot, and finally, we saw the shita of the Rambam that Chazakat Hashatz is the tefillah, right? It's the tefillah biyachad b'kol ram. It's the davening that we do all together, right, out loud, where there's a shliach hatzibur who goes and is davening, right, kind of for the tzibur all together. Okay. Right. So the Maril, really, taking that, say, that last perspective, so tefillah, haynu avoda. Tefillah is like avoda. Nam yasmachinu rabbanan atmidim. Agam tzmichot hachachamim hakorbanot atamid. Halamata, kisheshliach tzibur mitpalel, umakriv korban shel tzibur, im hamiut einam chafetzim baavodato, hich yotzin. Okay, so one is he's assuming, saying there's like right, tzibur is being yotze. It's parallel to the actual korbanot. There's a shliach, the kohen, right, brings the korban tamid on behalf of the tzibur. Right? Also, it's a corporate entity of the tzibur. And if the and there's a nafkumina of that, it's not just oh we're all davening together, right? But there's a shliach of this corporate entity, the tzibur, who's davening on our behalf, right, for this extra something. Kind of different than what you do when you just do b'yechidus, maybe, right? It's keneged the korban, and there's a huge nafkamina, which is if people aren't happy with the choice of the chazan, then you're not yotze. Okay, so this actually makes a huge right. The fighting over the bima can be can suddenly have a big nafkamina, right? If everyone's mad at whoever's davening, or alternatively, right? Let's say the person davening is super gekvetched. Right? He's dragging out davening like forever. And people are just annoyed. They're just not happy that he's the chazan. He gets up there, he grabs the bima, and everyone's like, oh my gosh, I'm just like, I cannot, I don't know how I'm going to survive this davening. Or the opposite, right? Where someone's like, speed demon, and everyone's like, ah, this guy, how are we supposed to daven? Right? So if people aren't merutzeh, right? If someone elbows his way up there, right? One of those like fights over yahrzeit, then hechiyotin. I actually remember there was a situation where someone got up and it was ridiculously long on a regular weekday. And afterwards, people were like, it's not okay, right? You have this guy who was, a very holy person, and he had a very, 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 very long Shmoneh Esrei, right? And he took his time davening, and he had. He decided he's going to bring the whole tzibur with him. And it was like a regular weekday. I was like more than, significantly more than an hour. It's like an hour and a quarter, an hour and 20 minutes or something. for like a regular weekday davening, and a shul that starts at Mizmor Shir. So very, very long. And after he said, "You know, I have yahrzeit, what am I supposed to do?" Right? And you're like, "Oh, well, Nebuchadnezzar, right? The guy's got yahrzeit." The answer is no, right? He's actually wrong. I just want to give a disclaimer. I wasn't so, as much as I thought it was Mugzam, like, I took a sefer off the shelf, and I had a fine time learning. Well, that's another question: is it okay to learn during davening? But there was a lot of quiet time in order to get some learning in. But I remember thinking that no, the whole point of a shliach tzibur is that he's the shliach tzibur, right? When someone davens gets yahrzeit, so that's nice. It's a nice minhag and to do, zecher lemeis. But you can't. It's not something that you impose on the tzibur. It's not something that, like, oh, there's this thing that you can't do, and everyone else is just along for the ride. You're the shliach of the tzibur. Im hamiyot inam chafetzim ba'avodato heich yotzin. Right? He's really the shliach of the tzibur. And the Rav really goes a step further, and so there are really two separate concepts going on here. Right? Tfilat ha-tzibur inat tfilah shel asara yechidim, ela harei hi cheftza shel tfilah misuyam la'atzma. It's its own independent tfilah. Okay, now we're shifting, and well, at least according to the Rav, there are two things going on. You have tfilah, lachash, and tfilah hashatz, and one is there are two different tefillos basically going on, right? It's not just, oh, when you daven with a tzibur, it makes your tefillah better, or it's transformative. But you're actually having two totally separate tefillot. Hashatz, mitpalel al shem hatzibur. The fact that you're a participant, that you're part of this tzibur. Hayachid yotzei al yidei hatzibur. Aval lo midin shomea ka'oneh. He even makes this in Nafka Mina. You're not being yotzei because of shomea ka'oneh. Ba'alma ki b'shar brachot, b'shomea ke'oneh, b'chol ha'torah kula. Yechid motzi et ha'yechid. Aval b'kriyat shema u'b'tfilah, ha'tzibur hu ha'motzi et ha'yechid. And normally, by shomea ke'oneh, you listen, and by listening, shomea is ke'oneh. It's as if you're answering. Okay, and this is a huge limud tzchus, by the way, for all of us who sometimes might be spacing out for some chazar t'shatz, is that, it's... It might be the very fact that you're present is what's making you be yotze, not the fact that you're thinking, listening, and focused on the words and doing shmiya kone. Now, that may make it worse though, because if it's just so, oh, you're present and you have the opportunity to say amen, that's fine. But if you're like really part of the tzibur and making this tzibur concept, so then maybe you really actually need to be fully present and focused. Anyway. Okay? So according to the Rav, there are really two separate tefillot. And the Chazat HaShatz is really the tefillah of the tzibur. Now, I want to kind of add and go a little further, or really go in with the Maharil and say that really there are two separate concepts of tefillah, and both of them are relevant, and both of them are applicable. You have, right, the tefillah keneged korbanot. Amartel Right? You have your Tamashal Shachar, you have Tamashal Arba'im, Tefillah Keneged Korbanot, and those are communal, right? You don't bring your own Korban Tamid. The Tzibur brings a Korban Tamid. A Yachid, right? We saw the Sigya of Yachid, can you be misnadev Tefillah Satzibur, right? If Tefillah Satzibur, right? Because you can't be misnadev a Korban Tzibur. Right? So this really the idea that the Tzibur is bringing a Korban, belongs to the tzibur as a corporate entity, and you can't bring it individually. So how is our tefillah keneged korbanos if korbanos are of the tzibur, not of the yachid? So when we say, yeah, well, korbanos is of the tzibur, but it's representative of everyone, so everyone has a chovas tefillah, right? Or say, no, they're two different paradigms. There's another paradigm of tefillah, right? Keneged avot, or in this case, keneged chana. Right, midaberet al liba. So it's private, it's personal, it's quiet. Tefillah lachash, right, where we get the quiet, personal shmonas, right? Rak sfatera naot v'kolah lo yishamea v'yachshevei li l'shikorak. She was just mumbling to herself, right? So there's the quiet shmonas, right? There's the tefillah of the yachid, and then there's tefillah tzibur keneged the korban tzibur, right? And those are really there's the rachami, there's korbanot, and they really are both happening. They're independent concepts that are actually applied independently, right? Not always. And we kind of get normally we start off with the trajectory of normally we get used to the idea of there are two different ideas and each one is separate. And then we've kind of, in general, we're very into the idea that there are two different ideas, but their application, right, is melded. You have like a hybrid or a complex mitzvah. So let's say tefillah is a complex application of derachmi and keneged korbanot. But here, when it comes to tefillas tzibur, actually we say no, right? It's really being split. There's like a korbanot and there's a derachmi. The derachmi is tefillah belachash of the yachid, and korbanot is tefillah hatzibur, right? The Rav makes a big deal of the fact of tefillah bitzibur and tefillah hatzibur. One is doing tefillah bitzibur in right with the community, and one is tefillah of the community. That's by the community, right? By the rabbi. Okay. Interesting potential nafkamina is it a chuva or not, right? Once we, you know, if one, once we say that there's a separate concept of tefillat hatzibur, so is it obligatory, right? Is it a chuva? It's something, it's not just a modifier or an improvement of your tefillah. There's something new going on that, you know, you kind of have to be a part of. Or, interestingly, you could flip it, right? You don't have to go to the Beit HaMikdash and, I don't know, be present for the Hakravat Korban Tamid. Right, maybe Yadraba. The fact that it's a korban tzibur means that it needs to happen. You don't necessarily need to be the one to do it. Right, it's being brought on behalf of the whole tzibur. It's nice to be part of it. Right, it's good to be part of it. There's the whole idea of the mamadot, where that people would go and be appointed to be like the nitzigim of the am for the korbanot tzibur. But ultimately, right, it happens for the whole tzibur, whether or not you're there in shul, you know, or no, right? Because it's a korban tzibur, you should be there. And on the flip side, if it's a dinin, oh, it's you know, in Kadosh Baruch Hu mois b'tfilas and shel tzibur, etc., or Brovam Hadras Melech, so those are good, those are important, right? But those are not necessarily obligatory. So is it a chovah or should? So Amrei Rabba l'Rafam Bar Papa l'Imalan Mar mihani mili malyata d'amret mishmei d'Rav Chizda b'mili d'Beit Knishta. Tell me some of the geshmaketayrus of. That you said b'shem Rav Chisda about shul. So Amar Lei, Hachi Amar Rav Chisda, Mai Dechtiv, Ohev Hashem, Sha'arei Tzion Mikol Mishkenot Yaakov, Ohev Hashem, Sha'arim Hamitzuyanim Bahalacha, Yoter Mibatei Knesiot Umibatei Midrashot. Hashem loves the most, right? The Sha'arim, you know, the gates or the doors or the place where the houses or the structures where people are learning Torah. V'hainu d'amar Rav Chiya bar Ami mishmei de'ula, miyom shacharev bet mikdash, in lo la'kadosh baruch hu ba'olamo, ela arba amot shel halacha bilvad. The place where you learn Torah, the place where you are learning halacha, that's, you know, the Dalai Lamas of halacha, of Torah, is where Hashem is shorah his shechina. V'amar Abaya, miresh hava garisna bego beita, I used to learn Torah at home and then daven at shul. Kivin d'shamana l'had amar Rav Chiya bar Ami mishmei de'ula, niyom shacharei bet mikdash, ein lo l'kadosh baruch hu ba'olamo ela arba amot shelacha bilvad, lo hava matzilna ela heichi d'garisna. I only would daven where I learned Torah. Okay, interesting question, right? In his house, did he have a minyan in his house? Right, Pash, doesn't sound like it. Sounds like davening where he learned was more important. Rav Ami of Rav Asi, Af al gav d'havu l'hu t'leser by Knishta b'Tveria, lo maslu ala b'ni Yamuda, hechid d'havi garachsi. There were 12 shuls in Tveria, and they would daven b'ni Amudi in the basement of Medrash, where they would teach Torah. Okay, now this is a side point, but it's a favorite topic of mine. And it just comes up in the Gemara, so I couldn't resist. Amar Rav Chiya bar Ami, b'shmi de'ula, gadol hanehene miyigiyo, Yoter mi yarei shamayim. Ve'ilu gabei yarei shamayim, chtiv, asher ish yirei Hashem. Ve'ilu gabei nehene miyigiyo, someone who works for a living, right? Yagia kapecha ki tochal ashrecha v'tov lach. Ashrecha b'olam hazeh v'tov lach l'olam haba. Ve'gabei yarei shamayim v'tov lach lo chtiv be. He says, you know, if you're yarei shamayim, that's great. Super important, right? It's ashrecha, but if you're, you know, mitpanes from yegia kapecha, zashrecha and vitovlach, it's both. Hey, Amar Rav Chiya bar Ami, mishmei deula, lo lam yidor adam b'makom rabo, yavad asavos kadeh. But actually good. Yeah, right. We should have a Rebbe. You should have a Rebbe who you're in touch with and you're constantly in touch with. Shlomo et Tanya Ali Dol, right? You can also be a little too close. Yeah, it's just Lokasha had the Kaifle, had the Lokaifle. Right? So you want to have some independence. That's important too. But you also want to be in right constant connection with your Rebbeim and with your role models, right? Because right, life is very can wear you down, also religiously, also emotionally. It's hard to keep up the level of the same level of, let's say, religiosity and of commitment and conviction when you're not constantly being exposed to your ideals. Like sometimes you really just need to keep reminding yourself, like what you believe in, and recalibrating your moral compass, and your spiritual compass, and your ambition, religious ambition. And it's very easy to get distracted by other things in life, and then having like Rebbeim, who you can look, who you are in contact with, who can kind of just remind you, I'll give you a sense of rebooting that ambition is very important. And also, it's very, very nice to me, at least, that these two come really right together, right? It says, Yagia kapecha ki tochal ashrecha v'tov lach. It's not saying, oh, you should, only be osek b'Torah, and avoid dealing with the world, and contributing, and also being responsible for Yagia kapecha and parnasa and the economy and for the army and not just learning the yeshiva, but building the yeshiva, etc. But also you need to constantly be in touch with spiritual leadership and people who inspire you, and you should have a real relationship with them. Right? It's Lola midor adam b'makom rabo, and yagia. Okay, sorry, bit of a digression, but an important one. So getting back to case of Abaya, so Abaya starts davening essentially at home, right? Instead of the Beis Knesset, because of the chashivas of Hashem being nimtz b'makom Torah. Okay, so side point, or how could that, like, why would that be better? What would be better to daven at home alone, right? Sounds like without a minion. So if you think the answer is because there's a din of Ashras HaShechina, right? And Dein Hashem Mois B'Tfilas Shel Tzibur, etc. So then I think there's a very, very easy answer, right? And that's kind of Machrach in the Gemara, and that's convenient because the Gemara itself in this context, right? Bracha Tafchet leans strongly or talks in these terms of, right? In HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mois B'Tfilas Shel Tzibur, and very Hashras, etc. So fine. Yom Shachar Beit. Where do you have Hashrat Hashchina? Where you learn Torah, right? So you can get Aser Yisrael and put them together and get Hashrat Hashchina. You can also, right, go and learn Torah, and then Hashem is Shoresh Chinato al Arba Mot Hashalacha, right? So having a tzibur gets you Ashras HaShechina, right? But also learning Torah, right? So that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if that's the key, if that's the main part of Tefillah B'Tzibur, so then of course it makes sense that Makom Lima Torah would also create that special, more direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam, okay, if we were saying that Tefillah HaTzibur, right, is a separate, like, Korban Tzibur idea, right? So we also say, tefillah l'chod, zman Torah l'chod, and you don't have vatel the karbanos just because we also learn Torah, right? After I gave my whole pitch for yigiat kapecha ki tochal ashrecha v'tov lach, I can't say like, oh, you can't bring the karbanos because you're busy learning Torah, right? If I'm also telling you that yigiat kapecha is also important, right? So the Rambam, I think very unsurprisingly, says, Beit Midrash gadol mi Beit Knesset, right? It's better to daven in Beit Midrash, where you learn Torah, from a Beit Knesset. Chachamim gadolim afal pi she'ayu le'beiram בתי כנסיות הרבה לא היו מתפללים אלא במקום שהיו עוסקים שם בתורה, והוא שהתפלל שם תפילת הציבור. Right? That's only if you have a minion and you're going to daven tefillat ha-tzibur. Because according to the Rambam, right? You get more hashras, there's like special hashras ha-shechina and the special connection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you know, nimtza ben ba-dal ha-namah shel halacha, but you saw the chuv of tefillat ha-tzibur, right? There are two separate things. There's tefillat ha-yachid and there's tefillat ha-tzibur. So maybe tefillat b'tzibur, right, could be replaced by tefillat b'makom halacha or b'makom lima Torah. But Tfilat Hatzibur still needs to happen, right? Okay? And Rabbeinu Yona, which talks about, dives into this. El Bini Amudi, Hechadav Yasvi Vigarsi, Pirish Rabbeinu Tzarfat, Afilu Belo Asara, right? The Chachmei Tzarfat, the Balayatos, will say, no, you don't even need a minion. Shafilu Belo Asara, Hayu Osim Kain. Why? Mepnei Sheyoter Nachon Letpalel Yechidi. במקום ששם קביעות התורה יומם ולילה, מלהתפלל בבית הכנסת בציבור, כדאמרינן אוהב הקדוש ברוך הוא, שערים המצוינים בהלכה יותר מבתי כנסיות. ומקום קביעס of לימוד תורה is the place to be. ורבינו משה, לרמב"ם, פירש שלא אמור אלא בעשרה. אם תאמר, בעשרה היו מתפללים, מה החידוש בה? Right, he says, well, according to the Rambam, what's the Chiddush? Why is the Gemara telling us that, oh, he used to go to the shul, but then he's davening in the base medrash, if he was davening b'minyan, so who cares, right? Right? Bala shmianu shechashuv makom kviyat ha-Torah yoter mi-bet ha-Knesset, sharei kamo b'bet ha-Knesset osin, yesh lomar shebala shmianu af al pi shebet ha-Knesset mitkabtzim harbei b'nei adam. In shul, there are 50 people, there are 100 people, right? Uberovam ha-Drat Melech. אפילו הכי יותר היו רוצים להתפלל בעצרה בלבד בבית מדרשם מלהתפלל בית הכנסת עם הציבור. And yeah, right, there's, you know, ברוב המג'ה מלך, but to dive into the base medrash where they learn, something special. ואומר מורי הרב נרו, אפילו לדעת רבינו משה, אין צריך עשרה, אלא למי שדרכו ללכת מביתו ללמוד למקום אחר. Says even the Rambam, this is really cool, you know, that this really the Rabbeinu Yonah is the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, so he's quoting Rabbeinu Yonah. That even according to the Rambam, says Rabbeinu Yonah, you only need a minyan if you leave your house and you go to and you learn in the base medrash. The kivan shedarko leitbatel milimudo b'shah shaholech lilmod yesh lo leitbalel ba'asara. Once you get up, once you leave your house, you know you're done for. You left your house, your wife's going to ask you to go to the makolet on the way home to pick up milk, right? You can't tell me that you're like kol kul shakua batorah the minute you leave your house. But if you never leave your house, right, then it's just like, oh, of course. You know, then it's like, okay, well, you didn't even leave your house. You're just sitting and learning and learning and learning and learning, right? Right, so then, מי שלומד בביתו כל היום במקום קבוע בתורתו ומנתו, אילו ללכת לבית הכנסת. אם לא ימצא עשרה מפני שנמצא מתבטל מלימודו בשעה הליכה, וטוב לו שיתפלל ביחיד, מי שיתפלל כלל. תדע, הרי תפילה עצמו היו מבטלים גדולי חכמים מפני הלימוד. כמו שמצינו, רבי שמעון בר יוחאי לא היה מתפלל, אלא משנה לשנה. רבי יהודה הנשיא, מחודש לחודש, כדי שלא יתבטלו מתורתם. וכיוון שהלימוד לא היה מבטלים אותו מפני התפילה עצמה, כל שכן שאין לו לבטלה מפני ההליכה, שיותר טוב שיתפלל ביתו, ולא עשרה מי שיתבטל כלל ללכת לבית הכנסת או למקום אחר. מפי מריחה. He says no, right? It's, you know, better to just sit and learn, and daven where you're learning, and not to, you know, to spend time going and finding a minion. It is actually kind of interesting conundrum, right? Let's say you can choose. It's a little bit different than this case, but this is a case someone asked me once, and I don't really know the answer. You know, he works, he's a busy job. He says, look, you know, at night, come home. I can either go out and go to, you know, go get a Marav minyan, right? Or, you know, it's Marav, let's say 50, you know, 10, 15 minutes, and then it's like a 7 minute walk there and like a 7 minute walk back, right? Comes out to like, you know, more than ends up being more than a half an hour. So that time, right? That half hour of time is time I could spend learning, right? That could be my learning time, right? Or I can go end up admiring a minion. I can't really do both. Like, what should I do? And it's a very good question. I don't have a good answer. I think it depends. Definitely, I think for like if you're on campus, let's say, or you're in like a very small community, so then I think there's a lot to be said about being part of the community and being part of the Jewish life, and that requires there being a minion, being part of the minion, being part of the tzibur, etc. But let's say you live, I don't know, let's say you live in Yerushalayim and you can go to Shtiblach and they have a minion factory, right? So it's not quite the being part of the tzibur and sort of situation. Is davening in a minion there, more important or more pressing than, getting your half an hour of Limud HaTorah? And I think it's a very, it's a good question, and I think might be connected to this Machlokas, Rif and Rambam. It might not, but I think that's a very tough question. I think the more you think that there's Tefillat HaTzibur, something distinct and unique, the more you might say, oh well, really you should prioritize that. But again, it's not so clear what to do in terms of, like, in general prioritizing Talmud Torah versus Tefillah B'Tzibur, etc. So it's an interesting question. I think it definitely would be mushba from how much is Tefillah B'Tzibur, right, a force multiplier, something that improves and magnifies the Tefillah of the Yachid, and how much is it something that's really creating something new of not just Tefillah B'Tzibur, but Tefillah HaTzibur. Okay, I am just Mamash Halacha L'maaseh. The Maril in Sefer Minhagim, Nitpalel ba'asara, the Maril goes so far as to say, like, if you can't daven b'chavana or whatever, then I think the nafkamina, let's say you can get in your half hour learning, says it's fine for you to daven your daven marav at home and get that learning. Obviously, you got to actually put in the time. While the tour says, lo yis pala adam, ele beit ha-knesset, ima tzibur, should always go out and daven beit tzibur. And I think that's, really the main, sh the g in general, we, what I've heard and seen is definitely no tetor, it's, tefillah beit tzibur. I know in, like, all my yeshivas, or in, like, in the Hmong Talmid Chacham, I'm not sure if it's so clear cut b'fa'al. And so it's a very interesting question. I think it's one that we all, at least I feel, it's an important one to be torn between. Okay. So I'm just gonna wish us all a lot of hatzlacha in both in learning and in davening where we learn, and also davening b'tzibur. And shall tefillas be answered? Moes b'tefillah shem shel hatzibur.